Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run its armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I die into the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Tuesday, February the 12th, Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important show scheduled for you. Yesterday, we was talking about, you know, and we've been talking about how, you know, each one of us has to overstand. We're in an environment, if you want to use that term, that the enemy is trying to get into our system of thinking. And one of the ways by which you do that is through terror or through fear. So yesterday we talked about terror hurts. So we talked about why they, whoever they are going after or the promotion of 5G. And we talked about terror hurts, 5G, the frequency that they are using to derail the DNA. So another way for the enemy, because remember, the enemy has to come up with creative ways to instill fear because of people like me who are telling you to not walk in fear. So the enemy's job is to make sure that he keeps you in fear, doubt, and unbelief. My job is to make sure that you continue to operate in a way that you design in faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. So another way by which to control or to get into your psyche is through sleep. So sleep is a place, or sleep is something that's designed for you to rest or to recuperate. And so if you sleep, if you don't sleep very well, then something happens during your sleep or something while you are sleeping is manipulating the situation of sleep, but it's always linked the emotion of fear. So sleep paralysis is another way by which, along with having your cell phone by your head at night, when it's able, if it's, again, operating on new cell phone, smartphone, 5G phone, all this other stuff, you know, Wi-Fi, again, it's another way to create an emotional base that is based upon fear, that is based upon the paralysis of analysis. And so another way to do that is through sleep paralysis, but through a special type of sleep called hypnopompic sleep. Now, again, I was talking with a client earlier, and we was talking about something similar to this, but a little different, incubus, succubus, and some of the other things that the enemy uses to disrupt your sleep, because this only happens while you're asleep. And so we have to understand what is the esoteric cause? What is the spooky science behind sleep? So sleep paralysis, again, is just another way by which to jack or hijack your peace. And now I have to get, the enemy's job is to get into your head to disrupt your peace. Because if you're sleeping peacefully, that means that you are recuperating. That means that you are, you know, repairing. So during sleep, if I can disrupt that sleep through the paralysis of analysis or through what they call hypergarchic or hyponopompic, which is another way or different ways of talking about sleep paralysis. So sleep paralysis, again, is how certain frequencies, certain waves, whether they be masculine, incubus, or feminine, succubus, dispositions, is still designed to do one thing. That is mess you up while you sleep. So this sleep paralysis is basically, it's like a condition when you're lying down and you drop off or you fall asleep, and just before waking up, you sense or you feel. But the reason that you sense or you feel something that doesn't allow you to move, it's a feeling, we put it that way. Now, remember, this used to happen to me quite a bit until I mastered or overcame sleep paralysis. And so there is certain things that happens to people, we call them dreams, but when the dreams take on a quote-unquote fear-based nature, this is called hypnagogic. So that is when you're falling asleep, there is almost dreams or hallucinations that usually are fear-based. And then we have the hypnopompic, which is spelled H-Y-P-N-O, hypno, and then pom, P-O-M, pic, P-I-C. Now, this right before you wake up. So one is why when you're falling asleep. The other one is right before you wake up. And then while you're asleep, we have something called astral projection. So that way, when you fall asleep, got you. While you're sleeping, I got you. When you're waking up, I still got you. So the enemy's job, if you want to use that term, enemy and job, is how can I disrupt your sleep and still you have dreams, or instead of you having a visitation, if you want to use that word, of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, I got to get you to feel, even while you're asleep. So even now, again, we already been bombarded while we are awake. So now the enemy, he coming after you while you sleep. And the best way to get into your brain while you're asleep is through sleep paralysis, through hypnopompic and hypnagogic, if you want to use that term. Now, without getting too deep into the topic or the subject, this is what some people call during, again, before, after, during, is what we call an out-of-body experience or astral projection. Now, everything is about consciousness. Consciousness is light. So everything that we're talking about today, we're really talking about the holographic universe. Some people call it NDEs, near-death experience. Some people call it remote viewing. Some people call it astral projection. Some people call it soul travel. Some people call it dreams. Some people call it, what's another word? It's got a lot of different terms. But at the end of the day, all of this happens while you sleep. And so while you're sleeping, if you are astral projecting, if you have an you know, a OBE or a NDE, the out OBE, out of body, NDE, near death, astral projection, astral travel, still talking about the same thing. What are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that the body makes a shift from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness. So, again, consciousness, though. We're still talking about consciousness. Consciousness is awareness, so you're still aware. Awareness is perception, so you have a perception that you're leaving the body. You have a perception that something is sitting on the chest. You have a perception that, you know, that you had a dream where you died, a NDE. You have a perception. So your brain is an electromagnetic chemical machine that processes binary codes that create patterns that you call experience. So these are all binary codes, computer code, which is what you are. Now remember, code, cube, cross. So you're a bunch of code. Now this code is expressed through the cube or through the cross, depending on your religious beliefs. Either way, still a code. So now remember, the code is simply a text. The text is what we call a scribe in the Bible, or Pharisees. So scribes and Pharisees, zeros and ones. Computer code works on zeros and ones, scribes and Pharisees. What keeps you out of the kingdom? The Bible says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, zeros and ones, binary code. Binary code, zeros and ones, up, down, left, right, happy, sad, fat, skinny. What you and I call duality, what we call heaven and hell. So if you have that belief, you got that code. So I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Christian. It's the freaking same code. Now, a bird has a left wing and a right wing. But notice the left wing and the right wing is on the same bird. Is it two birds? No. Go to the garden. You got one tree, two fruit. The tree had the knowledge of good and evil, same freaking tree, two different fruit. So you got good and evil. Now you're promoting good. Where's evil? It's attached to the same freaking tree. Is it not? Am I making this up? I'm the only one that can see it? Father, trust the minds of your people. So the enemy's job is to make sure that you still eat from the same tree. Good, Christian. Bad, sinner. Same tree. What about the tree of life? It's in the garden too. Oh, nobody talking about the tree of life. But we talk about the tree of good and evil. You worrying about being good or evil? You still on the same tree, homie. You still going to the same place. You still brought into the same binary code. Notice the code is binary. It's a binary code. That's a text that's based upon, again, external traditions, scribe, Pharisees, zeros and one. It's how you program. You program. Now, you can be the program or you're going to be programmed. Which one you got, boo-boo? Alex, give me programmed for, yeah, we're going to take programmed. So we got to get out of the program. Because this 3D Earth physical reality grid, it's a grid. It's a program. That's why you do the same shitness over and over again. Because your consciousness is hijacked. If your consciousness is not fully integrated back into source code, then you fall into bioluminescence. Now, I have a client. I wrote a book called Binary Luminescence. It's, again, you're part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You will be getting that book when you get to the Wisdom module. And in that book, it talks about this binary code. And I was talking to a client who has a medical condition at birth where there is an enzyme that I talk about all the time. I wrote a book about it. I just not had personally met anybody until now. She's been a client of mine for a while. She talked about the medical condition. I just didn't really hear. I never heard anybody say those same terms to prove what I wrote in the book 5-6 years ago. And in this book, I talk about something that's in your body called lumiferrin. Now, again, you have to look this up for yourself. Don't believe me. Do not believe me. Do not believe me. Look it up for yourself. I got a plethora of information. Plethora. Not one, not two, plethora. Now, remember, the enemy's job is to do what? Intercept light. Now, this is called ketoforming or oxyluciferin. How come we can call it oxygodiferin? How come we can call it oxy, you know, angelic affair? Why out of all the words in the English language, it got to be Lucifer? Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm in the shed. Now, in your body right now, there's an enzyme in your body. It's a protein called luciferins. Don't believe me. Please, 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 please do not believe me. Please look it up. So I'm talking to this client who said the doctor says that she has a pigment. She has a molecule called luciferin. And there's another one that's called luciferance, and it interferes with CO2, which is carbon dioxide, and it produces some painful effects in the body. Now, I'm not making this up. Now, I wrote a book called it, but I knew it based upon the science and based upon the scripture of the word Lucifer, which means I'm gonna get in between you and the light, so I can cast a skion, which is my name in Hebrew, a part of my name, skion, skinos. Where I get the word batter, which means interfere with the light. So Lucifer is interfering with the light that's been sent to you by the Father. This is called bioluminescence. So luciferin plus oxygen equals luciferance. So if Lucifer interferes with light by using oxygen or oxygen, it produces something in the body. It's called bioluminescence, fake light. It's false light. So you got the false light. You got the fake light. This is what interferes with your sleep. Who interferes with your sleep? What interferes with your sleep? Luciferin. Lucifer is the word Lucifer in. And the word luciferus is the word Lucifer interfering. So you got something that is interfering. It's in your genes. It's in your body. It's biological. So the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. Contrary to what, well, we're not going to even go down. I'm not going to beat that horse no more. I've already beat it. So you should be saying to me, well, Brother Will, that sounds interesting, brother. Now, it is beyond interesting. It's how I can interfere with your ability to hear what I'm saying. I can talk all day. You can't hear nothing I'm saying. Why? You're programmed, unless you get rid of the code. What code? That's the problem. You don't even know there's a code. The code is what you call morality. Now, Jesus said that it's because of iniquity. Iniquity separates you from the Father, not morality. So most people I know, they teach morality. Don't do this, don't do that. But the big G, he teaches don't be programmed. Don't buy the code. Don't eat off that tree. He told Adam and Eve in the garden, you can eat all the trees, but on that tree right there, don't mess with that tree. What do they do? They go there and mess with the tree. You tell your little kid, Johnny, don't touch the TV. What Johnny do? He going to go and put his handprint all over the TV. As soon as you tell a child don't do something, that's exactly what they're going to do. I don't know. That's what I did. So sleep paralysis is the interfering of what God has designed and gifted you to do. So you wake up every day, you're tired. You don't know why. Because you ain't sleeping. How come you ain't sleeping? Because it's fear-based. Notice with sleep paralysis how it interferes with your ability to sleep. Now, sleep paralysis. If you don't get anything, you got to get this word, paralysis. Because what is happening or what has happened to you is happening and has happened to a plethora of other people as well. And without understanding the, again, spiritual causality, because everything, all dis-ease, anything that makes you uneasy, bam, what do we got? We got Lucifer. He's the cause of all uneasiness. The Father has a system that instills peace or ease. The Lucifer has a system that interrupts peace or ease. So his job is to make sure that your sleep ain't peaceful. My job is to assist you with making sure that your peace is peaceful. Now, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because there's a way by which, thankfully, the Father has designed and gifted us so that we can oscillate and vibrate on a high level, like extremely high level, that goes beyond or goes past all of the interference through the binary code, regardless of how clever it is designed by our buddy Lu Xing Far. Now, let's break down two words really quickly, starting with the word paralysis. It's the word para and then analysis. So we want to break this down because, again, life and death is in the power of the tongue, meaning wrong words, wrong world. To the degree that you understand self is the degree that you can understand everybody else. So your ability to understand yourself allows you to understand everyone else. And so a part of the self is the ability to understand what happens when you're awake, conscious, and what happens when you're asleep, unconscious. So paralysis just simply means impaired. So anybody want to volunteer for impairment? Yeah, I'm not interested in being impaired. I want to be, you know, fully functional. So paralysis has to do with a state of being helpless or the inability to act. Now, you're here on this planned net to act. So the enemy's job is to get you to be in act, to not act. So the word para, again, means one side, para, if you want to use that term, and then sis. So paranalysis or paralysis has to do with your inability to take action. And so the Father's job, you are an action taker. You're made in the image and likeness of your Father. So your job is to get past this disablement or this feeblement or this loosening. All of these are terms. All of these are labels. All of these are limits. The word paralysis absolutely means crippleness. So it is a loss of power. It is a crippleness. So paralysis has to do with palsy. Palsy, again, means that you're crippled. It means that, you know, you're loose, the inability to lift, crippleness. So sleep paralysis, meaning that when you sleep, you are disabled. Now, everybody knows what sleep is. Sleep is when we rest, when we relax. But when we look at it from a, I guess professional, we use that word, or clinical or biological, it's when you, like, take a break. The word sleep simply means you are cease being awake. So sleeping is when we cease being awake. It's not that we cease consciousness. We just stop. It's a period where we stop, quote unquote, awareness, what we call consciousness. But we're like taking a break. So something, when you take a break, produces paralysis. So when you take a break, instead of you repairing the body, you take a break and now you are unproductive in your sleep. Meaning your sleep is not something that allows you to repair yourself when you go dormant. So to fall asleep means that you are inactive. So the word paralysis and the word sleep are real similar in that you're not taking action. But when you're sleeping, you're not taking action on purpose because that's a part when the body repairs itself. But paralysis, meaning that you are not allowing the body to repair itself. So paralysis is an interruption of your REM sleep. So paralysis of the four stages of sleep, paralysis interrupts the last stage of sleep. So the stages of sleep, without getting really deep into this, one of the most important stages of the sleep is REM, or REM sleep. So you want to go through the four stages of sleep. So paralysis, it interrupts it, but how does it interrupt fear? So we want to talk about fear more so than paralysis, because paralysis, you know, interrupts your sleep with fear. So what is this? Another way to, because remember, You've been hanging out with me. You've been listening to my shows. You know we don't do fear. So since you're conscious, the devil don't like to be seen. So now you see the devil, if you want to use the term devil. You see how you are not functioning in your purpose. And now you're consciously setting your intention every day. So now I got to get you to go back to being unconscious. So I need you to I need to hypnopompic you. I want to hypnotize you. Because that's when you wake. I got to hypnotize you while you sleep. So the best way to hypnotize you while you sleep is to introduce fear into you. So that way you sleeping, but you ain't resting. You're not recuperating. You wake up more tired than you were before you went to sleep. Because the whole time you sleep, what are you doing? Fighting demons. You was fighting that incubus and that succubus. Male demon, female demon. Now, brothers and sisters, this is some deep shizness we're about to embark upon right now. So, hypnopompic. It is a semi-conscious state prior to complete awakeness. So, it's right before you wake up. So, right before you wake up, that's when the enemy attacks you with fear. It means a visitation at night. Visitation by who? Did y'all order some pizza from Domino's and the guy delivering it? Yeah, I don't think so. It's that succubus and that incubus, either that male demon or that female demon. So it's a state of consciousness when awaking from sleep. So hypno means sleep. Pompic means sending away or to send away. So hypnopompic means send away sleep. So it means to send away rest. But notice it's right before you awake. So why? You wake up in a state. People ask me all the time, Doc, I just wake up pissed off. I know why you wake up pissed off. Hypnopompic. That's why you wake up pissed off. Right before you wake up, Slewy Louie comes by and he drops some nuggets in your lap. And they're not benevolent nuggets. And so you wake up, you don't know why. You wake up and you're thinking about, oh, that sorry mother. You remember what your man did. Man been gone for 10 years, and now all of you wake up. And you remember what had happened back in the day. So it's the enemy's way of instilling fear into the brain so that way he sets your intention. The dark lord controls your brain. Before you wake up, or he controls your brain right before you go to sleep. And if he don't get you before you awake, this is hypnopompic. Don't worry, he ain't stressed out. He gonna get you with the hypnagogic. That's when you're falling asleep. Then hypnopompic when you're waking up. Okay, if he can't get you there while you sleep, in the middle of your sleep, so whether you're going or whether you're waking up, he got you covered. He gonna fear. While you sleep, you're gonna do some remote viewing, you're gonna do some astral projecting. Now you call it dreaming. But guess what? What are you dreaming about? Are you dreaming about love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self control? Are you dreaming about sipping pina coladas on the beach? Are you dreaming about fulfilling your purpose? Probably not. You probably dreaming about driving a car and the train wreck. I be having some crazy dreams. I'm running through a dude trying to stab me, fights, all kind of crazy stuff. Why? Fear. Trying to induce fear. So that way he keeps you in a mental disposition of fear, doubt, and unbelief. But you got to override it. You got to understand it. Remember, awareness, exposure, bam. Don't put no energy into it. Just be aware, conscious. When I go somewhere and I see somebody mean mugging me, I don't mean mug them back. I look them in the eye. That means I see you, homeboy. And then I go about my business. Because the disposition I'm sending is, please, run up on me if you want to. I got something for you. They pick it up. You ain't got to say nothing. If you got to go talk to somebody, you're doing something wrong. If somebody have the cojones to walk up on you, you're doing something wrong. If somebody has they got the balls to address you, your command presence is not it's not commanding, meaning you ain't got no confidence, meaning you ain't got no clarity. See, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let me say that again in case you missed it. Greater, it didn't say equal. It says greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So let me make sure you again. I don't think you got it, because there is fear going around with supposedly people who got the same God as me. So that's not possible. That means you got to now remember in the series tonight we're gonna go through John 8. I'm gonna prove it using your Bible how your disposition you don't have the same God I do. It's not possible based upon the scripture. So you cannot tell me you serve the big G and you got a little G mentality. It's not possible. Because, see, God has not given me something that you got. I mean, no, not you personally, but somebody you know. So you got this. That means you don't got God. Now, the scriptures, y'all love the scriptures. I know. I'm a retired Bible thumper myself. I thumped scriptures back in the day. I feel you, boo-boo. I ain't mad at you. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now, all my children, this is my youngest daughter. She called me just the other night. Dad, just some more 2 Timothy 1:7. I know, Dad, but I just want to did you read it? I didn't got to read it, Dad. You got to memorize. You made me memorize it when I was 6. Okay. So what else you got? Well, I ain't discussing the problem. We don't do problems around chimp. Now, over there, the other people's house, they talk about the problems all day. We problem solvers. We lions. We eat problems for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. More problems, more lunch. So what did you eat today? Because, see, the Constitution that was written by my father says God has not given us a spirit of timidity, a.k.a. fear, a.k.a. no cojones. Now, see, that's the problem that I have with pretty much every church I go to or been to. Not all, just some. They neutered. Lucifer neutered them. Lucifer more powerful than God. Now, again, maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm cut from a different cloth. I got a little different disposition. I got the I wish Lucifer would mentality. Now, I know y'all might be scarred, but see, I read in my Bible that God has not given me a spirit of scarred. So I ain't scarred. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's self-discipline or self-control. So let me say that again, because, man, I'm telling you, the devil is good. So why you sleep? So even in my dreams, if I have a dream and I can't control the activity of my dream, oh, man, I'm angry. Because in my dream, I'm whooping demons in my dream too. So the devil, he's smooth. He knows that you really don't know how to control yourself in the dream. So he tried to get into your head through your dreams. And so if he can't attack you while you're awake, guess what he's going to do? Oh, he don't take days off. Y'all go on vacation. Y'all, got to take sabbaticals. Not you, but, people you know. And, you got to, hey, Brother Will, this is hard, brother. It's hard out here for a pimp. Really? You're in the wrong occupation, bro. Because I can do this 24/7, 365, nonstop. Every day is a good day. I'm stuck on the ceiling. And, don't give me no coffee. Oh, man. My wife don't like it when I drink coffee. She'll be like, boy, shut up. I be down there talking to myself. Y'all don't even know. I be down there having church all by myself. Why? Every day is a good day over chimp. Why? God has not given me a spirit of fear. So what do I got? Now, have y'all ever looked this up in the original text, 2 Timothy 1:7? Now, I don't want to start yelling and screaming in nobody's ear. I get a little excited about this kind of stuff because this is how I got out the hood. This is how I became a millionaire. I actually believe what God says. Go figure. Now, a lot of people read the Bible, but they don't believe it. They don't implement it. A lot of people believe God is not giving me. A lot of people believe that. Or let me rephrase that. Read that. But they don't believe it. How do I know? They are in fear. my man left, so I want to go jump off a bridge. What? So you should be partying. That dude's gone. Now you can live your life. Now you ain't got to be limiting yourself, walk around on tiptoes, holding your breath, trying to please some fool that don't even like you. Now all of a sudden you's free. You just been left free from Egypt, and you want to go back to Egypt? You trying to bring Pharaoh back? I don't think so. See, God has not given me a pneuma of fear. So let's break this down. If you got this, you got the wrong God. Now, a lot of people do. I won't step on no toes, but, you know, hey, if the shoe fits, like they say.
Strong's G, 1167, Dilea.
Dilea. Who put Samson to sleep? Wasn't it Dilea? Oh, I mean Delilah. Dilea and Delilah. Samson and Delilah. Same story. God has not given you a Delilah. Y'all got some of y'all married to Delilah. Woo-wee. I don't know. I thank God I ain't married to Delilah. My wife named Deatra. It ain't Delilah. Some of y'all married to a Delilah. Y'all got a dude. His name is Delilah. Maybe y'all might call him something else, like Goliath, but it's really Delilah. Delilah. Delilah, that's fear. Now, you know what the word fear means originally in the original text? Coward. Now, again, I ain't trying to step on no toes. However, like they say, if the shoe fits, wear it well. Ain't no shame in they. Ain't no shame in your game. Coward. It means cowardice. This word means timidity. It means fearful. It means fearfulness. And it means coward. Now, there's a lot of words to talk about fear because, you know, fear is an emotion. It's a feeling. But where does the feeling come from? It comes from somewhere. Well, the first place or source of fear is coward. Now, as a retired coward, you know, back in the day, you know, thankfully, I kind of grew out of it by the time I got about 13 or 14. I got tired of getting my aspirators whooped. Now, y'all know the story. I've said it 1,000 times already. So I know y'all want to hear my life story again, although I like it. I think it's pretty cool. But coward, it means lack of courage. It means inability to face danger or opposition or pain. See, my wife thinks I'm a little touched in the head. Well, I was telling her the other day, we were talking about exercising, and I said, I like that feeling. She said, what? What? Like, I like that. She's like, hold up, time out. You like what? I said, I like that feeling of pain. She said, boy, did you get dropped on your head when you were little? Yes, ma'am. See, most people, they don't like pain. Me? Yeah, bring it on. It's something about pain. Danger, risk, difficulty. See, most people now, the word coward, it means someone who has, or someone, it says, always a lack of ability to suspend the functioning of the imagination. Ooh. Ooh. Let me say it again. Coward. It means someone who lacks. It means a lack of ability to suspend the functioning of the imagination. Ooh, let me say it again. I'm getting excited. Let me get some water. Let me calm down. I did drink some coffee this morning, so I'm a little wired up. So your imagination is running buck wild. Running down the street, buck naked. Your imagination is gone. Worst case scenario, it's just running around in your head. Oh, man. A coward is somebody. Fear is the inability to silence your imagination. Your brain is telling you, man, that nigga will go, he ain't never coming back. And you're like, or the doctor told you, oh, man, you got, you know what, you got heebie-jeebies. and you got a bad case of the heebie-jeebies, and the heebie-jeebies is not curable. You just losing it. Are you read in the, his name is not Jesus, because there was no J's. or whatever. You got an issue. You got a concern. And your brain, your imagination is running buck wild. Fear is the inability to tame the imagination. Let me say it again. Fear, now remember, this is what God has not given you. However, this is what's in your life right now. I don't even know you, but I can tell. Why? It's global. Everybody, Donald Trump, man, what's going to happen, man, if they don't pass the budget and they got to, who gives up? I don't want to create money on my own. But see, fear is the inability to tame the imagination. And say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Fear is the inability to tame the imagination. That's just first base. I don't even know if y'all want to go. I don't think, can y'all handle second base? Can you handle, after we go through Delilah, can you handle the second base, the second word for the word fear in the Helios Biblia?
1169, Dilos.
Dilos. Dilos. So the inability to tame your imagination, that's the first problem we or some of us. Well, let me rephrase that. Let's keep it personal. That's the problem I had. See, the way my brain was set up, the way my savings account was set up, worst case scenario, brain. So the inability to tame your brain, your reality, your imagination. So the inability to stop the imagination from going to worst case scenario, that's first base. Second base is dalalos. That's the word timid. That means faithless. So the second problem we got, number one, your imagination can't be tamed. Your imagination is running buck wild. Now, it's good when you're imagining yourself wealthy, healthy, wise, and it's good. But then, remember, sleep paralysis to institute fear in the brain while you are unconscious. Either before you fall asleep, right before you go, while you are asleep, through astral projection, remote viewing, dreaming, nightmares, or when you're waking up through hypnotompic. So either way, I got you. I got you when you're going to sleep. I got you while you're asleep. I got you when you're waking up. Doing those three phases, fear, doubt, unbelief. Now the word timid, now remember, the first word for this English word fear, we broke down again, was we're fearful. That simply means that we don't have the ability to stop thinking about what worst case scenario. So we're thinking about the worst case scenario. The second word is the word timid. Now, the word timid, again, if we go down to the bottom of the page, it means frightened or upset. But the word timid, it means easily fearful or frightened. So this word timid, it's not that you are frightened. It's that you are easily frightened. Now, if you're a child of God, of the one that I serve, the big G, the father of all lights, the prime creator, source code, if you are his offspring and you are, boo-boo, you should not be easily. Now, you're going to be frightened. I understand. But you have a flat tire, you break your nail, boil some eggs and they, you know, the water boiled out the pot and, you know, you just having a meltdown, that shouldn't happen. You should not be easily frightened. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to be frightened, but, like, if I say boo and you're like, oh, and you about to pass out? Okay, yeah. That's you cannot have, again, Delilah. I say Delilah, but Delilah. If you have Delilah, that means that you're a coward. Now, again, I'm not calling anybody a coward. I'm just saying the biblical definition of the word fear. That means that you cannot control your imagination from thinking worst-case scenario. First base. Second base is Delios. Delios, okay? And if you, you know, got Delios, that means that you have timid, or what we call, you know, timidity, which simply means you are easily coward, or you are easily frightened. Now remember, this is the dark side of the gift. This is what you are not. Now, Lucifer, this is what he's telling you while you sleep. So Lucifer is telling you three things while you're asleep. He's saying you're a coward. And then if you don't buy that, he's saying you're timid. And let's say by some, you know, stretch of the imagination, you are, you know, you up on your game. And you're not buying that either. So then he got something else for you. He got third base. Now, third base, after coward, after timid, then we have fearfulness. So the one English word fear can be broken down, if you want to use that term, into these three words, or these three bases, which is the word coward, which is the word timid, and the word fearfulness. It's just not fearful. It's a ness. You just build a whole freaking ness. So fearfulness, it means to cause. So this is the causality of everything. So the causality of your reality is F-E-R-F-U-L. That's all. Again, instead of, they don't even have an A in the ancient text. No, so fearful and nest. You got a nest that is full of fear. Booyah, drop, bite, exit stage left. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. So you got a nest, and this nest is full of fear. It's just, you just like, you know, girls going wild. Okay, we got fear going wild. You got a video of fear going wild in your brain right now. It's like the word fearfulness is the word timid and the word coward. It means full of fear. It means fearfulness. It's a nest that is full of fear. So you got some timidity in there, and you got some cowardness in there. This is the cause. Fearfulness means causing fear. So God is not giving us a cause of fear. So if you got a cause, if you got something that causes fear, God did not give you that. Hypnogogic. That is the cause of fear. And it's done by a dude and a dudette frequency. One is an incubus and the other one is a succubus. Now, these two are usually associated with sexual activity, but these two are the demons that visit you during the night. One's male, one's female. Now, they are associated with, you know, the shadow government. They are shadowy figures. Now, we could get into breaking down incubus and succubus. Now, I've done many, many shows on, well, not many, but I got a whole book called How to, you know, Destroy the Demonic Soul Ties. Why? What is this book? This book is about what is called Kanashibara. Kanashibara in Japan. In Japan, it's called Kanashibara. It means ghost oppression. So you have been oppressed by G host. Little G host. So again, it's a G host. That means little G that's trying to host. Host means something that entertains a foreign dignitary. So they want to occupy, the little G wants to occupy your host. This is called ghost oppression. What is the three-step process to possession? Oppression, depression, possession. So that's the three-step process that takes place while you're going to sleep, while you're asleep, and when you're trying to wake up. So the enemy is instituting fear, and he's using the incubus. So the incubus, again, is designed to impregnate. This is all about capturing the seed. So the demon, if for lack of a better term, the disposition will take on a male benevolent form known as an incubus if it's a female, or it's going to take on a female form, feminine, if it's a male, known as a succubus. So incubus, because you got to go into the woman, succubus, because you got to suck the man. Now, another study for another time, incubus, succubus. However, for you to over and understand how to institute fear into you while you sleep. Well, there's a whole science behind it. Now, I'm just giving you the introduction. Now, I've helped many clients get through. I was talking with a client today, to help her over, under, and understand. Y'all know that I used to have this problem quite heavily, when I was young, dumber, and singular. And I couldn't understand, number one, I was having wet dreams all the time. Number two, I could not move my body when I woke up and it was time to get up. I was like, well, legs move. They wouldn't do nothing. Arms move. My arms wouldn't do nothing. Nothing worked, but I was wide awake, and I couldn't move a muscle. And the only time I could get that thing off me was I say, in the name of Jesus, you got to go. And bam, it worked. And then I started using scriptures. What scriptures? The one I'm reading right now. Because it worked. So I taught it to my children, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. See, a lot of people got a spirit. That's the incubus and the succubus. Why? You invited them in. How did you invite them in? Now, remember, the devil cannot do this to you unless you sign a contract, unless you give him legal right. Because, see, the devil goes to the father and say, Father, he signed a contract, Father. And the father's like, okay, go ahead. And the devil and all his boys, they're like, get them, homies. And then they come to your house, and whether you want them or not, you sign a contract. How do you sign a contract with the devil? Fear, timidity, and cowardice, because God has not given us those things. So let me get this right. So something happens to you and boom, fear, okay, contract devil. So something happens and if you are easily frightened, contract with the devil. If you don't have the inability to control your imagination, I didn't say anything about, okay, something, you go to the doctor, they give you a negative thing, your imagination goes worst case scenario, I'm going to die. And then you say, hold up. Hold up, God is not giving me a spirit of fear. So you fight. Why? You bring every thought into captivity and see. That's what the scripture says. Now, again, this is what you got to do while you sleep. Because if you don't, guess what they're going to do? They're going to institute fear while you sleep. Because remember, last night we talked about how they're instituting fear while you're awake, and you can't do nothing about it. Can you control whether or not they set up a Gwen Tower outside your house? Answer, no. Can you control if they put fluoride in your water? Answer, no. Can you control if they put genetically modified organisms in your food? Answer, no. So what do you do? You just bend over and just, you know, no. You fight. Okay, Brother Will, how do we fight? Well, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, y'all trying to fight in the flesh. You want to go picket. You want to go riot. You want to go run for political office. You want to go march out in front of parenthood. You know, all those good things that you know, us good Negroes like to do. We'll march. We ain't going to bust no grapes, but we'll march. But that's not how we fight. Well, let me rephrase that. That's not how I fight. See, the weapons of our warfare, they are not. Let me say that again. The weapons of our warfare, they are not. Let me say that again. The weapons of our warfare are not. Let me say that again. The weapons of our war. Y'all know y'all in the war, right? Okay, just in case you don't know, you're in a war. For though we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. So what had happened was, you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Okay, you just lost. Now, I know, I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back too. Then I'm going to go home and pray for you. Now, I'm not going to say I'm not going to hit you. If you put your hands on me, I'm going to put my hands on you. Like, I'm not that kind of Christian. Remember, I'm a Christian. I'm not a Christian. I'm a weapon. I'm not a drug. So I'm not, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to try to put my hands on you. I'm a weapon. See, I got a different version. I don't have King James version. I got the original version. Before you became a Chris, you was a crest, as I talked about, again, biblical proof. It's in there. You just gotta look for it. See, God has not given me a spirit of fear. But what God gave me was power. Okay, Brother Will, what is that? Man, I'm so glad you asked. Now, this is what, while you sleep, this is what you got to have. Now, brothers and sisters, you can't go to Walmart and buy this. I wish you could, but, yeah, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. See, I don't wage war according to the flesh, nor after the flesh, because the weapons of my warfare, they are not weapons of the world. Instead, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. See, we tear down arguments. What do we tear down? 2 Corinthians 10:4. And I'm bouncing around between 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 2 Timothy 1:7. Because why? Y'all need to and understand how to fight when you're awake and how to fight when you're asleep. That's what I tell my children. And we're all good spiritual fighters. We be knocking spirits out. So I need to teach you. This is your spiritual warfare class. How do you walk through demons and devils like they hot butter on the breakfast toast? 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not weapons of the world. I don't use worldly shiznits. They are divine power. What are they again? They are divine power. What are my weapon? My weapon is divine. It's not worldly. And it's power. It's divine power to demolish. Now, brothers and sisters, I wish I had the time to break that one down for you. Demolish. Just say, are you demolishing poverty? If not, you got the wrong weapon. Are you demolishing? Demolish. Are you demolishing your health issues? If not, you got the wrong God. Are you interpreting the wrong? You got the wrong weapon. Now, what is the weapon? Now, remember, the Word of God, it has one part of it, or I should say, the armor of God has one part of it that is an offensive weapon. We call it the sword. The sword is what you use to put people to sleep. That's called the ender of days. So when you put them demons to sleep, you need the sword. What is your sword? It's the S word. It's the word of God. The S represents the sign. The sin, the snake. It's the word that puts the snake to sleep. They're asleep. It's the sleep word. It's the snake word. But it's the word, again, reverse it, it's English, word S. So this word is not of the S. This word removes the S. If you take the S off of the word, or off of the sword, you get the word. So your words become your sword. Now, the word demolish means to destroy or ruin. It means to put to an end. See, a lot of y'all, doing like y'all still playing with y'all demons. It means to de-struggle. It means to de-mask. It means to debunk. It means to destroy. It means to de-neuter. See, y'all still playing church. It means to tear down. See, it means to detoil. It means to deconstruct. So the weapons of your warfare, they demolish. That means you totally remove. You know what the word, it means? The word demolish is the word demole, M-O-L-E. I love that word. Man, I wish I could break down. I wish I could do for y'all what I do for myself. See, I just highlight certain words for the listening audience, especially during the free shows. But the word that we skipped is probably the word that we should break down didactically. This word demolish, I was going to skip it. It means to find the mole and destroy. To remove the mole, M-O-L-E. Do y'all know what a mole is? Anybody know what a mole is? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, I take the silence. Me, no. Do you know a mole means a spy who becomes part of the work? Ooh. Drop mic, exit stage left. Let me get back on stage. A mole. So you got a mole. You got a spy in your camp, brother. You got a spy in your camp. Lucien Farr is in your head, acting as you, walking as you, talking as you. He thinks he's you. Your ego is the mole. So the word mole It means a spot. It means a mark. It means a blemish. It's a stain that's preventing you from experiencing your gain. You got a mold in the cap, homie. You need to get that mold out your house. It's in your head. That's what demolish means. That's what I do for a living. I find moles and I destroy them. There's a mole. There's a freaking spy. And he's in your head, and he's reporting back to Lucifer. Hey, guess what? That fool is getting ready to do another show. We need to make sure that, you know, something happens so that way this, that, and the other. There's a spy in the camp. That's just one word, demolish. So 2 Corinthians tells us, I got divine power to find the mole and get him to beep out my house. It means the divine power to demolish what? Strongholds. I don't know if y'all don't want to know what that means. Y'all want to know what that means? 2 Corinthians 10:4. See, y'all playing with little holes. See, I demolish strongholds. I put them to, they go into extinction. The word strongholds means a fortress. That means a castle. That means a ruling disposition. That's a way of thinking that's fortified by a mole. So sleep paralysis is the institution of a mole in your house so that they can build a stronghold. So guess what? You don't have no power. You oscillate and vibrate in fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's the devil's job. Now, you can't get mad at him for doing his job. He was hired to do a job. So now you're going to do your job, or are you just going to let the devil walk through your house? Now, he comes in my house, he's going to get put to sleep. Demolish. Stronghold means, it means a group. It means militants. They are strong, and they got a hold. So stronghold means a ruling disposition, a.k.a. demon. It's a demon, brothers. Demon. It's a ruling disposition. Demon. It's a ruling disposition. Demon. Stronghold. Fortified. That means that they set up shop and they said, we ain't going nowhere. The Bible says, what man can go into a man's house unless he first binds the strong man? That means that they fortified. They set up house in your house. You might want to get rid of them. See, the weapons of our warfare are not weapons of the world. Instead, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. We tear down argument and every presumption set up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought. Hold up. Time out. Is that what it said? Let me read that again. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I thought we take captive people. I thought we fight against, our neighbors. You know, I know that dude that's on Facebook that don't like your comment. How about we go fight them? Oh, no, we're going to go fight our my neighbor was mean mugging me yesterday. I'm going to go put him to sleep. No, brothers, that's not what the scripture said. I know y'all like the scriptures. It says take captive. Now, that word captive in the Greek, it means to subdue. It means like you ever seen somebody put in a chokehold? You know how they calmly kind of fade to black? You ever seen the MMA fighters when you put them in a chokehold and they like go to sleep, and then boom, they just go on off to sleep? Yeah, that's what that means. See, we take captive every thought. That means perception. That means disposition. That's your job. And you make it. You don't say, could y'all please? You know the word make, it means obedient. It means submissive. It means compliance. It means to hearken unto. You make it obedient to what? Christ. What is Christ? The messianic office, the Messiah, that furnishes the one in that office with the power to put anything that's not of that office to sleep. That's your job. But see, the way your savings account is set up, cowardness, timidity, but people you know. So you mean to tell me you got, okay, we got to get rid of, because the enemy, he's trying to give you cowardness. He's going to give you timidity. He's going to give you fearfulness. But the Father, he gave you the antidote to all that shizness. What's the antidote, brother? The number one antidote, let's wrap this up really quickly, is
14:11, dunamis. Dunamis.
Yeah, one of my favorite words. You got power. The word power comes from the word dunamis. The word, what we get in this word, dynamite. Dunamis comes from the word dunamai. That is the ability by power of one's own resources. It means a state of mind. Let me say it again. Dunamis, a state of mind. Dunamis means dunamai. I wish I could break it down, but we just about out of time. We are out of time. Dunamis. So dunamis is a state of mind. So you mean to tell me your mental state of mind is power? Bam! It means inherent power based upon a mental disposition. So mental disposition means in here power. The word inherent, that means that you inherited it. That means it was given to you by your father by right of sonship and by right of God, by right of daughtership. So the quest I have for you, my brother, the quest I have for you, my sister, are you a son? Are you a daughter of the Most High? If you're a son or a daughter, you have what is called inherent power. That means power that resides in the thing by virtue of its nature. Bam! Let me say it again. Power that resides in the thing. Okay, no, you got to go to Harvard or Yale or, you know, Timbuktu University to get it. The power that resides in a thing by virtue of the nature of the thing. So you got power. Now, I know you may think you don't, but you do. Because why? God honors his word above your vivid imagination. So it says, God has not given me a spirit of timidity, covetousness, or fearfulness. But what he gave me was inherent power at birth and love. We know what love is, agape. That means benevolence. At the end of the day, he gave me benevolence. He gave me inherent power. He gave me inherent benevolence. That means always good. So you're good on Monday, but on Tuesday, if you don't get your check, then your benevolent, your good disposition is gone. You pissed off. I thought you was benevolent. I thought you was always good. But I'm only good when I get paid. I'm not good when I'm broke. Okay, see, that's that God of not being good when you broke, that God, you might want to get rid of him. Because, see, the big G, he don't operate like that. He's omnibenevolent. He's not benevolent only on payday. He's benevolent when you don't get paid. His benevolency doesn't consider or doesn't depend upon whether your man is talking to you or not, whether you get paid, whether it rains, whether you can do this or whether you can do that. He's always benevolent, always benevolent. And last but not least, to me, one of the most powerful attributes and characteristics that you get, that you got to fight all of the sleep paralysis, all the devils and demons, I don't care what comes your way, sound mind. Brothers and sisters, out of everything we've said today that deals with hypnagogic or hypnopompic sleep paralysis, that means before sleep, that means during sleep, that means after sleep, the ability to induce fear into the brain while you're not awake, the devil don't play fair. He's going to hit you when you sleep. So the best way to destroy that is this Greek word for the English word sound mind. And I have a series on that I did about 10 years ago.
Sophranismas
means sound mind. So you have this. The word sound mind means calling. It means to moderate by self-control. It means admonishing soundness by using self-control. So a sound mind means self-control. But that sound mind comes from two places. The first place you get the sound mind.
4994, sofranizo.
Sofranismas is sofranizo. So sofranizo, it means restore one to his senses. It means to exalt earnestly. So the way that you restore, the way that I restore you back to your senses is to exalt earnestly. Uplift the spirit of humanity. What's my purpose? To uplift the spirit of humanity. What does that mean? Exalt. What does that mean? Encourage. The way to maintain a sound mind is to exalt earnestly. That means all day, every day, 24/7, 365. Brother Will, you don't know what I did. I don't give a beep. You're still the greatest thing since sliced bread. But brother, you don't know what that means in the original text. It means to teach to be sober. It got nothing to do with alcohol. It got to do with a deluged mind. See, the mind isn't sober. You got to discipline the mind. How? Every day, all day, youthebomb.com. Well, Brother Will, you don't know what, I don't care, youthebomb.com. You're the bomb. Every day, you're the bomb. But I don't know, yeah. But what is the, I don't care what you did. I'm concerned with what the brain thinks. What do you think? Well, I don't think, okay, that's the problem. You're thinking too lowly of yourself. Find your purpose and think that. So what do I think about myself? I think I'm the greatest didactic teacher that's walking the earth. On the days that I'm teaching or not teaching, I'm still the greatest teacher. I'm the greatest didactic teacher walking the earth. I don't give a beep, 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 what goes on in the body. I'm only concerned with what goes on in the brain. Last but not least.
Strong's G, 4998, Sofro. Sofro.
So Sofro is my Sofro. Has to do, or is a Greek word, that means temperance. It means curbing one's desire and impulses. So a sound mind is the result of curbing. It isn't about stopping and stopping. It says curb, curbing one's desires and impulse. It means safe mind. It comes from the word discreet and the word temperant or temperance. So sofrano or sofro, it means curbing of the appetite, curbing of the appetite. And the last one, there's three more, actually two more. But we're so far out of time. But let's give this one because this one is important.
4982. Sozo.
Yeah. Remember sozo? It's the root word for the word salvation. So a sound mind means salvation. Let me say it again. A sound mind results in salvation. Let me say it again. This is why I do this. This is not an option for me. It's an option for other people. But again, I don't have the luxury of a negative thought. Now, other people do. I don't. I do not have the option. It's not an option. It's not an option for me to have a negative thought. It's not a freaking option. It's not even on the freaking table. Sozo. Sozo means, again, to keep sound and to rescue one from the molester. Sozo, it means to save, to keep safe. It means to rescue from destruction or molestation or danger. Sozo. Where we get the English word salvation or salvage. So, again, a sound mind is the ability to rescue. So it's the ability to protect from danger. It's the ability to keep from being molested. So sozo is the foundation of a sound mind. It means safe. And the way that it comes about is through all the previous, all the other words. Okay? What are the words? Curbing one's appetite and desires. So from to curb. That makes you safe. Okay, how do we curb the appetite? Well, sofrenos, or sofreno, which means to restore or to moderate. So you got to restore back to your senses. What are your senses? Those four Greek words. So every time your brain wanders off, you go back to those four words that comes from those four numbers. Okay, your brain wanders off, you curb back. Your brain wanders off, you curb it back. Your brain wanders off, you curb it back. Your brain wanders off, you bring it back to the four words. That is sofrenos mas. Sofrenos mas means a sound mind that results of you bringing the brain back by curbing your appetite that makes you safe or saved. Sozo in the Greek. That's a sound mind. A sound mind ain't got nothing to do with you sitting around staring out in space. There is a science behind a sound mind that we just broke down. The ability for you to curb the brain, to control the appetites by returning back to your source code that replaced the binary code that allows the enemy to change the pattern so that way he can control you or enter your brain when you sleep. Either before, during, or after the sleeping process, the four stages of sleep, we've talked about three, the enemy is getting in. So how do you get him out? You get him out by maintaining a sound mind. You also get him out by maintaining a frequency of love. You also get him out by maintaining spiritual power. Dunamis, agape, sophrenosmos. Those three words destroys the yoke of the enemy, whether you sleep or awake. Power is dunamis in the Greek. Love is agape in the Greek. Sound mind is sophrenosmos in the Greek. So you have been given dunamis, agape, sophrenosmos. So everybody listen to the sound of my voice. God is not giving you a spirit of Delilah or Delilah. But what he did give you, emphasis on the word gave, you ain't got to go buy it. He gave you dunamis, agape, sophrenosmos. So my brothers and my sisters, walk in your calling, walk in your anointing, walk in your giftedness, whether you're awake or asleep, and the enemy will not be able to God kick you or manipulate you through astral projection, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, or any other spiritual act that's designed or is being used. I said it's not designed, but it's being used to institute fear, doubt, and unbelief. Brothers and sisters, the Father has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. It is my prayer that you pick it up and use it. Brothers, sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, may the Lord abide, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the meme up because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan.